From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Ever since there have been cars and teenagers, there has been cruising. Driving the Strip is a rite of passage for some teens. But for many cities, it's nothing but a nuisance. Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Officials have had enough of the noise and traffic and have now banned cruising in an effort to revitalize downtown. Kurt Nickisch of South Dakota Public Radio reports.
Every summer night in Sioux Falls, a parade of high-riding pickup trucks and tricked-out foreign cars circles the same 10 blocks for hours on end. Crowds of kids collect on the sidewalks to watch the procession. The whole experience is called the Loop, and teens like Josh Schmidt are known as Loopers.
High-riding and showing off. I also like to come down looking for ladies, except for when I'm related to them.
The most notorious spot here is the so-called Loser's Corner, where longtime loopers hang out. There are about 36 people here tonight, watching police give chase after a passing car throws firecrackers onto the street. Rachel Dixon is a longtime looper and has been hanging out with this group for 4 years.
It's like a second home away from home for me. I had like 3 brothers, 2 sisters I used to run away from, and my mom and my dog, so I come down here all the time. Like half the people down here, like my brothers and sisters. I mean, why would they want to close it down, you know? It's a home away from home.
Standing underneath a display flashing the day's stock market results, Dixon says she still lives at home and earns $80 a week babysitting. She says she likes Loser's Corner because it doesn't cost her anything. But others say the Loop costs them plenty. Inside the specialty shop, 10,000 Villages, on this same corner during the day, manager Nancy Larson says she'd like to expand her store's hours, keeping it open later each day, but she says shoppers move out when the loopers move in.
It's just very intimidating. So for a lot of people, their perception becomes their reality, and they think that since there's a big group, it's not safe, so don't go downtown.
And Larson says pedestrians feel threatened by all the traffic, too. One floor above this downtown shop, Grant Howman runs an insurance business. He bought and renovated this building 6 years ago, but he says vandalism from the loopers piles on maintenance costs.
We've had our signs tore down. We've had windows broken, a lot of garbage. You know, there's been urination in doorways. Oh, gosh, broken light posts. You'll have, like, flowers and plants out front of your building, and they'll be smashed.
Larson and Howman are part of a group of business owners that lobbied the city government to crack down on cruising. They told the city council if the loopers were gone, the downtown would thrive at night with shops and restaurants staying open. The city council agreed, and a new ordinance now requires groups of 10 or more to apply for a permit before assembling. Another prohibits cars from passing the same point on the loop more than twice in a 2-hour period. Council member Kermit Staggers cast the lone dissenting vote. Don't get lost in downtown Sioux Falls, he says, or you may get pulled over.
It's a restriction on our freedoms. And what these ordinances are trying to do, I think, is worse than the problem they're trying to solve.
Yet plenty of other cities have taken a similar approach. Omaha and Dallas prohibit cruising in certain areas. Daytona Beach has banned it from the waterfront in an effort to shed its reputation as a party town and attract vacationing families. Still, most communities simply tolerate cruising with a hefty police presence. In a few weeks, Sioux Falls police will begin enforcing the city's anti-cruising ordinances. Some loopers say they'll apply for the first permit to assemble, if only to protest the new law. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Sioux Falls.